Zav in chapter 2, Mishnah 4. So up till now we've been doing how a person basically becomes a Zav, especially a male we've been focusing on. Now it's going to go into how Zav transmits Tumah to something else, how he makes something else impure. And, I mean, just generally you can do that by either touching something, carrying it, even if he doesn't touch it, or if it carries him in some way, or sitting or on something. And when he touches it or carries it, or it carries him, so then it becomes a rishon, it becomes a first level impurity. But the sitting or lying on, which we're going to go into now, so that's different because then he makes that thing. Let's say he sits on a couch, he makes the couch an avatuma, makes it an avatuma. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So this Mishnah says a zav matama is a mishkav. A zav renders impure what he lies on. I mean, here he's translated as what he lies on, but really a good translation in my other book, there's got mishkav as couch. So zav matame is a mishkav. The zav makes impure a couch, b'chamisha drachim, in five ways. He makes the couch impure in five ways. Letame adam, letame begadim, and that's to a level where it will make a person impure, if that person afterwards then goes and sits on the couch, and will make that person impure and the clothes he's wearing. It's another interesting thing that if a person touches this, let's say this couch, so not only does he become impure, but whatever he's wearing becomes impure, and whatever he's simultaneously touching becomes impure. It's like a whole, it's a package deal over there. And what are the five ways? Omed, if he stands, if he's standing on it. Yoshev, he's sitting on it. Sheikhev, he lies on it. Nisle, hanging on it. Now the hanging one is interesting because the hanging one, the example they actually bring is like a balance scale. You can imagine two pans. If the zav was on one side and something else, the let's say the couch was on the other side. So there they're balancing. It's as if he's hanging off the couch. And he doesn't even have to touch it. Eh? He's indirectly hanging off it. And so like a seesaw. So in that case, he would make it an avatuma. The nishan, and then the last case over there is leaning. Let's say he was leaning on something. He was leaning on the couch. He wasn't. And the interesting thing about leaning is that doesn't have to be vertical weight. You know, even if it was horizontal weight leaning on it, he would make it an avatuma. So those are the five ways. Vamishkav matame esa adam b'shiva drachim, and then the couch could make someone else impure. Could now impart impurity to the next level in seven ways. Latame begadim, to make that person's clothing impure. And now omed, standing, yoshev, sitting, sheikhev, lying. So the same ways, nisle, hanging, the nishan, leaning, and then bemaga ubemasa. And then the last two ways, touching, if the person even touched the couch, or carrying, or if he carried the couch. I mean, a couch is a bit like a chair, let's say. So let's say a zav sat on this chair. Right? And this chair now becomes an avatuma. And now I come along and I pick up this chair to carry it over there. So now I'll become tamah. And even if I pick it up with gloves on, even if I don't touch it, I'll become impure. So those are the ways that he transmits impurity in the sitting category. Not the touching, carrying, in the sitting category. So the sitting category, there's all these, what do you call them, subcategories.